Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on Rumble and YouTube and a few others. We might have to put the YouTube up later. We'll see. We're trying not to get as many strikes against this. There's so much going on right now. I just heard that Don at BBS is in the hospital right now and dealing with some pretty heavy stuff with his lungs. So if everybody can send a healing out to them, whatever masters or angels or whoever you want to pray to, send them his way, because we really need him to keep this show afloat. And he's doing great work there, and he should get a bonus round on healing. But if everybody can focus some nice love and joyous and see him as whole and healthy, don't send the sickness energy. Just see him as totally whole and healthy, and call on whoever you can to help him get through this challenge. There's so many challenges on happening right now. The Schumann resonance again is I've never seen anything like it. So it was so intense they blacked it out, and you had to go to another Italian site to see it. And we have the photograph of that. We'll see if we can pop it up. But it was completely blacked out. And I go, why are they blacking out? What are they trying to hide here? And we all well know NASA is never a straight answer. They're never going to tell us what's going on. But phenomenal, you know, what's happening there. And, it's on, basically. And I'm looking at my notes here. We'll get that popped up here pretty soon so you can see it. I'm just going to go through the news. You know, that was the major one right there that trumps everything, you know. So there's a lot of there you go. I mean, that is insane. I mean, if you look at that, that whole red area was blacked out on the other charts, and they didn't want us to see it. So basically, that's just nuts, you know, and boy, I got a major sunburn. I've been out planting citrus trees here in Hawaii, and we've got the studio up and going in Hawaii, and I've been planting a lot of trees, and I just got cooked out there. I couldn't believe my whole head is just fried, you know, from it. But it's like it went right through you. You could feel the sun going right through you. But anyway, a lot of people are having trouble sleeping. They're having trouble. They're getting headaches. You know, they're getting very, you know, some are getting amped up. Some are getting really tired and just have to take naps. So if you can take naps, good. Go for it. There's a bunch of documents in the news today that were obtained by the National File. And they proved that Twitter and Facebook colluded with government to censor pretty much everyone. So I don't know what's going to come out. The evidence is all in. I know I just got out of Facebook jail again. I'm in jail more than I'm on Facebook. So it was just for posting Fox News. So, you know, pretty crazy. I like the CDC put out their safe sex and social gatherings. I hope there's not any kids out there, but they're saying you need to masturbate together and without touching each other. And you're supposed to have virtual sex with no personal contact. And you're supposed to have sex with leather or latex gear and change your gear between partners. It's like, where do they get this stuff? Who writes these things? But anyway, you know, it's insane, you know, the stuff they're putting out. And they also put out, too, that they put out all the real, they're starting to put the real statistics out on the jab, you know. So I thought the pediatric gender clinics, that they're just dotting the entire United States right now. There was one on the East Coast, you know, just like a couple of years ago. There's one clinic on the East Coast, and now these gender clinics are everywhere. And so they're mutilating the kids, and it's insane. There's a new movie out called My Son Hunter, and they're not going to censor anything. They're going to show all the the laptop connections, the China connections, the Russia connections, the insane sexual minor, everything is on there, you know, so that's going to come out in the new movie. As it should. Anyway, Max, well, I'm probably going to butcher his name. Maxwell, it's Chichkumbuchu. I'm going to say it wrong. This guy has come out with, he's over in Africa, and he's come out with all these insane technologies, and motors that run on every fuel you can think of. He's built helicopters, cars, everything. He's got all this really high tech, free energy stuff. So anyway, this needs to get out. And so, it's on our Telegram channel. So I have the link up there on Telegram. So if you go to ESETI official chat, you can see it, but, hopefully they're saying that nobody's going to pay attention to it because it's coming out of Africa, but I think people will. Here's a good one. Democrats are suing to keep 25,000 dead people on the rolls. So that's in Michigan. We all know that dead people always vote Democrat for some reason. I don't know how they do that, but that's probably why they want them on the rolls. More in the news, they got frontline doctors and nurses and police are calling on Biden to terminate the mandates and the national emergency. So that's really, there's a major movement right now just putting into this whole COVID nonsense. There's also the crimes against humanity, and they're kind of referred to as Nuremberg 2.0, and they started up, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, they started up. And they got a slam dunk case, you know, on crimes against humanity, and just freaking almost everybody's listed on there. So I like DeSantis. He said he was talking about Fauci, and he said somebody should grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac. You know, made my day, you know, when he said that. So, you know, Biden got the Rona. Jill got the Rona. Everybody triple vax are getting the Rona. Monkeypox and tomato viruses, you know, they're all triple vax, but they're getting these because guess what? It just might be in the vax. So here's another one. The Trump raid. This Trump raid is run by the same people that ran the Russian hoax, point, you know, 2.0, the 1 and 2, all the other nonsense. And they also were involved in the fake Whitmore kidnapping. And these are all the same people are still on the payroll, and they're still working for the FBI, and they're running this case. So no credibility there. That one's just, you can't even give that any credibility anymore. Tucker Carlson, I love this guy. He is just nailing. I always go, when are you going to bring out the big guns and really call it out? You know, you're kind of tiptoeing around the issue here, you know, and you're kind of alluding to it, but not really calling it out. And lately he's been calling it out, and he's been calling out Biden on everything from showers, you know, with his children, with his daughter, to Hunter's laptop and all the Russian and Chinese collusion on there and everything. So he's been nailing it, which is great. The multiple UFO video on YouTube got 652,698 hits, and it's only been out for like 2 or 3 weeks. So that's amazing. I mean, the word is getting out, and I know now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and trying to get involved again. And, you know, and if, you know, basically, you know, we can handle it. Don't worry about it. Now, I heard somebody posted on there that Mary Magdalene is really showing up at all the different sites, you know, at Magigori and all these other places that she used to show up at. So I can't verify that, but I know that she's getting ready to do some things, and there's going to be some major intervention coming up. So I wouldn't be surprised. And I don't think it's Project Bluebeam. It could be. But anyway, she's here, and she's a universal being, and she's the whole House of Mary is coming forward now with with the grandmothers and Mary Magdalene and everybody, and they're going to put an end to all this child trafficking and the other nonsense. So that's coming up. I wanted to get into the questions. Today's a question and answer, but God, I've got a thick one. I hope I can get through with all of these. This goes back to the Schumann resonance. We're talking about what do black bars on the Schumann resonance mean? You know, we've had a massive one. Greetings from Germany, Yannick. Well, Yannick, those black bars on the Schumann resonance are them trying to block it out because they don't want to show you the massive spikes going on. So, but anyway, that's kind of a no-brainer. Another one, in any analysis or insight to the blackouts over the past 2 days on the Schumann resonance chart, we covered that. You know, they're really trying to shut that down. And they also ask, is there any hint at what Jetson White predicts will happen this upcoming week? I don't know who Jetson White is. I have to go look at that. If somebody can send me post up on Telegram about what he's predicting, I don't know. I've been out planting citrus trees, and so I've been really busy. I haven't been on the net, and I've been traveling as well. So anyway, that was from Oliver in Germany. Let me see. What have they got here? Boy, there's so many. Any significance to the 11-11-22? Master Lama Rasaji says a start to a 21-day multidimensional time frame of judgment caused by the portal of Shiva. Thank you. Well, Shiva is the destroyer, and she's kind of make a mess of those who aren't aligned with universal law, supposedly. So I'm all for that. I really don't know. What was the esoteric significance of 9/11/2001? Basically, that was the beginning of losing all of our rights, you know, and it was the beginning of the tyranny. It was the push of tyranny, and they pulled all kinds of stunts since then, but it's not going to work anyway. Wow. Oh, here's one. Do you believe in the soul trap? Did it exist and has it been destroyed or disrupted? If it was destroyed or disrupted, can you tell me the date it was taken down? I wonder if my deceased husband is caught in it. He died October 2020. You know, if you send us your deceased husband's name, we can find out where he went and how he is. And, so send us an email and we can find out more about that. But yeah, I've heard about this Acme 2000 soul trap on the moon, that was set up, and you can't really trap a soul. People have no idea how powerful a soul is. Maybe an astral body you could hook up, or somebody's mental body, you could trap it, but that usually passes, you know, when they cross the plane and reemerge with their soul. But don't worry, I'm sure your husband's not caught in the Acme 2000 soul trap. You know, I've heard all kinds of stories about that, but, you know, if people really knew what a soul was, good luck trapping a soul. Our souls are really powerful. You know, we have our mental body, our emotional body, and our astral body, and you can mess around with that. You can tweak that and mess around with that, but not a soul. You know, you can't trap a soul. Anyway. Whoa, this is one. Can you speak about the reptilians and the concept they can enter a soul as a walk-in and abiding by that soul's free will or soul agreement that can then alter a person's perceptions and the influence and behavior, AKA the people in power and in government organizations? You know, there are ceremonies and there are rituals. And what happens is, they explained to me, is that they put a wedge between your soul so it can't access the body. And it's like a block. And so now you just have the mental body and the emotional body and the intellect. And it might even be between the soul and the emotional body. I'm not sure where they split that off. And once they do that, the reptilians can easily enter and they can take over that body. And there, that does, that has happened quite a bit. There are more than you can imagine walking around. I think if they flipped a switch and dropped all of them, you know, your whole network would go down. Most people in your government would like disappear. So it's the reason there's so much inhumanity on the earth is because there's so much non-human interference, and that's being taken care of because they've broken universal law and they're already interfering in the evolution of earth. So the higher beings can come in and take care of business and clear those out. And they are. And that human resonance that just went off, these massive solar flares and CMEs, and we're moving into a highly energized place in space, it's taking care of that. They are falling apart. They can't function in it because they're low frequency. They have the frequency of tyranny and they want to control and dominate everything. And so they're not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth. So they're gonna drop. Here's one. How does omnipresent consciousness, omniconsciousness, reflect and assist and take action to succeed and heal with our current presence and challenges? And that's basically what it is. It's like, basically, if you take the source itself, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit of this galaxy, it's pressing in. And it's affecting the suns, and the suns are affecting the planets, and it's all interconnected. So there's higher consciousness and energy coming in, and with that comes universal law, what it does is it amplifies and accelerates everything. So it doesn't judge; it just amplifies and accelerates everything. So if you're on the downward spiral, and you're focused on controlling and money and fame and all the other stuff, and at the expense of humanity, the earth, you're on the downward spiral. That's all going to be amplified and accelerated. So good luck with that program. It's not going to work out. And so basically, if you're on the upward spiral where you're living a loving, joyous life in harmony with each other and in service to the creator within all creation, you're going to take the upward spiral. It's basically that simple. And those people are going to continue. And this has been all in all the Native American prophecies. Everybody has different words for it. Have you ever had contact from a star, the star itself? I would imagine. We probably all are. But I tell you something. I wish I could remember the name, but in the Pleiades, there's a planet there called Era. And it has its Gaia, you might say. It has its goddess of that planet. And that planet actually merged with Earth. And so the goddess of Era has merged with the goddess of Earth. This just sounds really bizarre. And has added that higher consciousness and energy. And it's part of the awakening healing process. So we're going to get a lot of help. The Earth itself is going through a huge birthing process. And she's aligning with the higher dimensions. And so she has her evolutionary process, her ascension, and we have to get with the program if we're going to stay here. And if you're not frequency specific to that process, and the whole universe is supporting that process. So all the higher dimensions are pressing in on the earth, and the earth itself is ascending. So either, you know, get with the program or get off the ship, basically, you know. Why is God's or Jesus's teaching being banned? You know, the real teachings of Jesus are very good. A lot of them have been distorted and people don't understand them. And that's a whole show in itself. But he was also always about personal empowerment. He was always about making your own personal contact or connection with Creator and God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And that was his main thing. And he kept saying, everybody can do this. And that was his prayer. You know, he would say, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. So the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within each and every one of us. We just have to expand in that awareness. And you do that through meditation and prayer and spiritual practices. And so when you do that, the problem is when you do that, you can't be controlled. You can't be manipulated. You have direct knowing. You can feel or sense when somebody's lying or manipulating you or deceiving you. And so you can't be controlled anymore. So they don't, that's the last thing they want. But I mean, they're censoring the teachings of all the great masters right now. They're trying to change history and everything. It's pretty crazy. It's not going to work. How do I know if I'm on the right path or just an ego trip? That's a good question. There is a lot of ego trips going on out there. And I've been on the butt end of some of them. You know, when people come to the ranch or connect with us, they don't hear what they want to hear. They hear what they need to hear. And some people are running programs and they're not in their highest and best good. And they're not coming from a high enough level of consciousness to be of service. And it's really all about, you know, fame and making a name for themselves or money or whatever else. But there's a lot of different reasons. A lot of people just didn't get the love and acceptance and approval from their parents. And so they're trying to get it through taking on a different identity. And there's a lot of that going on out there. So, you know, especially in the world of channeling and ET contacts and everything else. I'm not saying they're all that way. There are some people that are doing a really good job. You know, but when you get to know them after a while, you see they may not be who you think they are. And then the other side comes out. So anyway, you always use discernment. And again, make your own contact. When you make your own contact with Creator, whatever you want to call it, you're going to contact all the higher dimensional beings. They come with the process because you're connecting with that one consciousness. And the ETs just utilize more of the universal field, the universal consciousness and energy that we all exist in. So when you expand in consciousness, contact comes with that. If you are waiting for somebody else to do it for you, or if you're waiting for somebody else to tell you how to think and how to behave, and they're going to make contact for you and they're going to be the go-between, it's just like another religion, you know? So it's really important for everybody to make their own personal contact. And for that, I mean, you know, whenever I say this, a shitstorm starts. So that's just the way it is. I didn't write the rules. These are the rules. And I didn't make the rules. So I'm just kind of explaining to you how this works. And so if you want to make contact, it's all about personal responsibility. It's about healing the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. You know, it's not about all the in-house fighting and drama and competition and the other nonsense. That's not part of it. That's a big distraction. So again, it goes back to everybody making their own personal contact and connecting with Creator. Can we have a discussion about the healing powers of quartz crystals? You know, there's all kinds of crystal technology. There's crystal beds, there's magnetic light beds, there's all kinds of stuff out there that use crystals, but a lot of them are amplifiers. And so they either transmute or amplify energies. And so it's a lot of the person holding the crystals determining what it does. So anyway, that's, there's some, I mean, that you could do. I'm going to have somebody on the show that just talks about crystals, because I used to work with Marcel Vogel and used to cut these Vogel crystals, and they came to us to find out how to cut these crystals. And we actually channeled the information on how many facets, how many, and everything. It was really interesting. And he actually made these devices that could send any kind of herb or healing energy or medicine or whatever. He could send it etherically to you. And so that would have put the drug companies out of business. And lo and behold, he had a massive heart attack and they took over his lab and shut everything down. So kind of like what they're doing with Trump, same thing. Yeah. But please speak about the predicted solar flash, when it's likely to occur, and what it means for the human race. You know, that's a tricky one, because there have been some huge solar flares, and we have gotten intervention. We just had another intervention happen on one where they stepped in and blocked it. You know, I think there may be a point where we might even evolve. A lot of people are going to ascend and evolve beyond the solar flare. And the solar flare might be the cleanup for the people that couldn't make it. There's so many different things. Are they going to intervene again? I think we really need to get our shit together and rise to the occasion and really work on our own healing, our own ascension process. And so we can get through these events. And if we're doing that, we'll get a lot more help. You know, the old saying, God helps those who help themselves. If we start living according to universal law and start cleaning up our consciousness and our planet, and then we'll get a lot of help. But right now it's all been hijacked. You know, your Green New Deal, all that stuff, it's all hijacked. Okay. So what do your guides, galactic families, say about the possible hidden tech from us, i.e. arcs, stargates? I believe that we hid this for our future selves to be revealed when the sine wave frequencies of humanity are at a level where they could utilize the greater good. I don't think they could be hacked by the regressives. I also think they were hidden by us, for us, when previous civilization fell. I think they're all connected. And the devices are sentient about them. So to shorten it, what are your thoughts about the arcs? Do you feel it's true or fake or narrative? Thanks, guys. I know they're finding all kinds of buried stuff in the Antarctica. They're finding them in Afghanistan, a lot of other places over there in the Middle East. They're finding things and digging stuff up, and they're helicoptering them out, you know, and so they're trying to figure them out. I know some of this technology they'll never figure out. They'll never be able to back engineer it because it's tied into consciousness. And it's just like them chasing the UFOs around, you know. Why don't they invite them? You know, these beings are thousands, you know, millions of years ahead of us in consciousness. Why would you try to shoot something down like that or war on it or whatever? You know, it's crazy. And so, you know, that's not in the interest of national security, and it's not really military intelligence to pull something like that. So the intelligent thing to do would make friends with them and find out who they are and why they're here, because a lot of them are acting on our behalf to clean out the ones that there's no contest. There are some negative ETs and other beings that are way above our pay grade. And so these other people are coming in, these other beings are coming in and cleaning them out because they've already broken universal law. So the massive cleanup going on, underground facilities, dumps, everything, all that's real, all that's happening. And I think when we're ready, this technology is going to come out. I mean, we tried to bring some of it out in the 90s and that didn't work out. Some of the scientists were attacked. They had their labs blown up and their families threatened and everything. So it's on the planet right now. We have fuelless energy. We have anti-gravity. We have counter-gravity, which propels things several thousand miles an hour instantly. We have all these technologies right now. And it's in the space fleets and the other stuff. So we have med beds and replicators and pretty much everything. So soon it's going to come out. They can't stop it. But right now we're going through a huge shift and cleanup process. And we have to clean out the tyrants, and we have to clean out the people that have been subverting it and holding it back. And so that's happening right now as we speak. So anyway, yeah. It says, is it possible that nightly UFO sightings are currently ramping up massively, maybe even in the run up to an upcoming full disclosure event? My senses tell me we're heading towards a cosmic orgasm beyond our comprehension. That sounds good. What do you say, James? That's really interesting. Definitely it is ramping up. Again, we just showed that footage that we filmed over at East SETI in Washington, and there's multiple ships. They just kept coming and coming and coming. It was just like everywhere. I didn't know where to film. And I didn't even film half of the ships. There were so many, you can't just get them all. But they were crisscrossing, going in every direction, turning. It was crazy. But that's one up on East City Stargate on YouTube. And the other ones are up there too. We have a bunch of them in Hawaii that I filmed that we haven't been able to get up yet. But it seems like wherever I go, they seem to follow. So I know they've been here before I got here. I don't want to take credit for that. You know, people come to East City, we won't mention names, certain doctor, and said, you know, the only reason UFOs are here is because he's here. And I told him, I said, well, I hate to burst your bubble, but, you know, I've been here since the 80s, you know, and the UFOs have been here and they've been coming on a regular basis. And the Native Americans were here before I was here and they were seeing the UFOs and they have their stories and lore about the UFOs. So, you know, it's very arrogant to think that it all revolves around one person. It doesn't, you know. But anyway, let me see. Can you imagine if we're going to fail on the other side? It seems we should find the pleasures and build up of this tension. We can be creative and free. What have you discovered about yourself in Hawaii? How do med beds work? How there's 10. Keep track of every atom in a human body seems overwhelmingly complex, particularly when you consider blood circulating through it. You know what, I think, I know there are technologies that, okay, we have a body called our blue body, our etheric body. It's our whole and healthy, perfect self. It's the blueprint, the divine blueprint. There's all kinds of names for it. And when you can create communication with that body down to the atom or the cell or whatever, that's when you create this healing. And it's always communicating, but we have stuff in the way. So we have all these wounds and traumas and belief systems and wrong conclusions of past experience that create distortions, and our whole collective consciousness is creating distortions. And so that's not manifesting. It's not coming into the physical. But there are technologies that can actually create a link between that level of you, your divine blueprint, and your physical body. And so these technologies are coming out soon. There's a lot of different, there's some smaller technologies that work. There's med beds. There's a lot of stuff coming out of Russia. Keep an eye on Russia because Russia isn't hiding everything. There's a lot of technologies that are really helping in that area. So anyway, it's, you know, that aspect of yourself is intelligent and knows exactly what to do and how to bring things back, you know, into its perfect function, you might say. Next question, how can I thwart psychic attacks from reptilian-like aliens? Not sure if that's what it was. Seems like it. I was firm in telling them to F off. Very good. And but feels like the effects the next day was sick, low energy. Is it that simple just to tell them firmly to pound the salt once you become aware of it? Or is it my imagination? These are strange times. I'm still overcoming old programming. I don't know. I feel like I'm going insane since it seems no one around me is going through the same, or are they, you know, are we, you know, we're not communicating in gratitude. You know, there are so many people dealing with this right now, and this energy is bringing everything up. And so all the stuff that was hidden, the grays, the reptilians, the demonic type energies, the serpent beings, all that stuff is going nuts right now. It's being triggered. It's being hammered by this other energy, and it's coming out and it's doing everything it can to disrupt and create as much problems as possible. And that's just part of the awakening healing. We have the techniques for clearing that out on our site that work really well. Talent to F off is a very good start, you know, because you're setting boundaries, and we need to do that more. And we do have a right to do that. They don't have any right whatsoever to trespass on our divine right to free will and self-determination. So, and that is a lot. There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of people that think they're working with higher beings, and but there's a lot of manipulation going on there. But anyway, it's on our website. It's under the healing section on our website. And there's a prayer that you can do. And you can call on most of the known masters that you feel comfortable with. You know, it could be, you could call on the Pleiadians, the Orion Counts of Light, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, if you have connections with them, and they can all clean those out and set boundaries. But it's something you might have to do on a regular basis. It doesn't, we do clearance constantly. And sometimes, you know, people would be shocked, but we've had like 100,000 at a time, astral beings and other entities that we have to clear at the ranch because it's on a vortex. And so, you know, I wish I had a nickel for every clearing we've done. I'd be a multi-trillionaire. But we have to stay on top of it. You know, there's a lot going on, and we just have to, you know, keep doing clearings, you know, and prayer works. It does. You know, pray to the, I call it Father, Mother, God, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's not neither male nor female, but, you know, prayers, it's amazing. I sit and do the prayer and all of a sudden my crown lights up and I feel all this energy coming in and then things run off, you know, they leave. So it does work. But anyway, again, go to the website at eseti.org and under the healing negative influences section, you'll see it. And it really does work, but keep doing it until you feel clear. And every time you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, clear the energy. And if we all did that, this planet wouldn't be doing what it's doing right now. I wish we'd all get involved in that. So here's another one. How many world leaders are clones, CGI, mass, working for white hats? God. You know, there's no way these are the original people. You look at these people like Biden, these other people, they're definitely mass and clones. And we actually heard that they have these cyborg type, they're, oh God. I asked one day and they told me silicon. I go, what? And I go, these are silicon. And so I said, they're like an AI, like data or something like that. And they said, yeah, they're not very good at it, but they have these silicon robots and they have the voice down and everything and they can talk right through them and make it look like it's him talking. You can't tell the difference. But, you know, between that and CGI and the clones, how many are working for white hats? You know, to me, when you see what's going on, I look at that and I go, this has got to be theater. Nobody can be that stupid. You know, nobody can be that evil and express it like they do, but they are. So it's got to be a lot of theater. That's the only thing I can say, because I can't see anybody being, you know, as ignorant as they are in what they say. And it's almost like they're doing everything to wake up the masses and trigger the people that just can't let go of the fact that their idols might not be what they think they are. But they're falling. You know, the masks are coming down. Everybody's being seen for what they are. And we're going to be missing a lot of leaders pretty soon, the way things are unfolding. Had a dream a couple nights ago that I'm having driving lessons in my new flying car. Are these years in our future? You know what? Flying cars are here right now. And I know somebody that has one, but I can't talk about it. They're here right now. And they have an energy field around them that protects them, and they can go to 0 to 7,000 miles an hour in just seconds, not even that. But they have their own field, they have their own gravity, so they don't get splattered against the wall when you're flying. And then we have the other technology. We have the Space Force stuff, you know, and all that technology is out there too as well. So it's here now. I mean, we have the technology right now. You could get up in the morning and go out and go, hey, you know, I think I'll have breakfast in Australia. You know, boom, you're there. You know, it would just take you probably seconds or minutes to get there. And then you go, see, yeah, maybe I'll have lunch, you know, in wherever, you know, in China, or maybe I'll have something in whatever. And you could just, you could be all over the planet. You could go underwater with these things. You know, I would love to have one of those cars. I could go out and hang out with the whales and the dolphins and everything, but I have to be careful. You don't want to disrupt their cycles. But anyway, you know, That is coming. We have it now. It's just a matter of getting it out there and release. But I think there's a lot of responsibility has to come with that, because, you know, when you have, if we're unconscious and we have that technology, you can create a lot of problems. You know, you can do a lot of terrorizing with that kind of technology. So again, we need to have an enlightened oversight on all that, you know, if we're going to bring it out. I had a dream once. I was in this car. It was really interesting. And the car, it looked like a Ferrari or something like that. It was a really cool looking car, a little bigger. And the car would it could drive. And then when you turned it on, it would power up and the tires would fold in. And then it was running on anti-gravity. And then it would take off. But what's so interesting is the window. And I was doing some future, like remote viewing, the window of the car would change as to your speed, because you have to see further and further out when you're moving that fast. And so it was really interesting, because it would, the faster you go, if you're going that fast, you need to see further out so you don't hit something or have a wider angle. But it was interesting, the technology behind that. But you could, the window blew me away, because it was definitely connected to the speed of the car, you know, and it was like a magnifier, I guess, would show further out. But, I mean, it just looked like a window, it looked like a regular window, but it's probably a screen, some kind of a screen. Boy, we're getting through these. I can't believe. Well, there's a lot. Okay, let me see. Well, somebody says, what have you discovered about yourself in Hawaii? I've discovered about myself that I really love hanging out here by myself. I hate to say it, but my God, you know, the UFO community and all the gossip and the rumors and the backstabbing and the God, the chip stuff, and the it's unbelievable what's going on. I can't believe there's people that I thought were a lot more enlightened than that are falling for all of it. And so there's a lot of mentoring candidate stuff going on, a lot of people thinking they're talking to the higher beings and they're not. And of course, those people don't like us because we clear them out. And so there's so much going on. It's like, it's just like I had to take a break. I had to just get out. And so Hawaii's great. The banana trees aren't judging me. The dolphins don't care who I am. The whales don't care. And we just haven't. One happy family out here, you know. We got great neighbors. They just brought me over some avocados and printed up the questions for me. It's awesome. You know, my next door neighbor didn't really believe in UFOs. And I said, well, I just filmed a massive ship going right over your house. So I've got to download that. But you can see the look on their face. They're kind of go, ooh. You know, I go, don't worry, they're good. They're benevolent. But a lot of activity here. But anyway, I'm just to be honest with you, I'm with all the energy coming up and all the influx of energy coming in and the way people are dealing with it and are not dealing with it and the lack of personal responsibility and processing and the dramas and everything. It's just like I am just loving not having to deal with that and being out in nature, and I'm just planting. You know, I'm doing the same thing I did at East SETI, you know, planting orchards, you know, creating a food bank here and creating a space so I don't even have to leave, you know, if I don't want to. And I think everybody should do that. Everybody should really take personal responsibility for what's going on in your life. Take some inward time, walk away, don't get engaged in all the drama, all the psychic turbulence and everything else. And just let it do its thing. You know, it's not going to go anywhere. It's so funny. It's like I hear stories about myself when I wasn't even there. I said, Yeah, I went to the ranch and I go, who are you? I don't even know you. I don't know who you are, you know. But anyway, it's just human nature, unfortunately. But a lot of that's the masks again are coming down. You're going to see who are your real allies, who got your back, you know. You know, some people got your back. Some people want to stab a knife in your back. You know, there's a lot of jealousy, a lot of competition. And really that has nothing to do with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings or a creator or a God or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, but that's part of the process, the energy coming in. Well, let me see. I've got to. Wow, I think I got through most of them. Ooh, I did. And 10 minutes early. My God. I think I answered all of them. There's a bunch of new ones coming up that I couldn't get to on Telegram. Sorry about that. I saw some ones. God, I should have wrote a note down. But there's some other really good questions that I couldn't. We didn't get them down in time, but Latimer are just wondering, you know, one of the questions, I have some very, very close friends that were the head of this movement of sovereignty, of becoming sovereign and becoming out of the system and fighting the system, everything else. And, you know, they're getting hammered. Some of them are in jail. It's just crazy for nothing. You know, they even proved their case and they should have been let out. And some were arrested and they weren't even, you know, read their rights or anything. And they're in jail. They're like political prisoners. And I think that, you know, something's got to break here really quick because these guys shouldn't be where they are. And, you know, these like grandmothers having to go to prison for January 6th, and it goes on and on. The things happening right now are so blatantly tyrannical and against the Constitution, and they're against universal law, and they're not lawful. You know, there's a big difference between legal and lawful, and you need to look it up. But if it doesn't align with the Constitution, it's not legal. It's not lawful. There's all kinds of, but I really do believe this old system is folding in on itself. It's being exposed for what it is. The whole monetary system is folding up in on itself, and a new system is going to take its place. But I would just really prepare right now to go through some times of, there's going to be some big changes. And, you know, to me, like I'm saying, make your land your food bank. If you don't have land, get some. You know, invest in some, invest in other people. But know if you invest with other people, you're gonna have to tie into their ego and their dramas and everything else. So that doesn't always work out so good. But make sure you're clear and you're all on the same page and everything is, because, you know, there's always people that have a sense of entitlement and have expectations that aren't, they're not logical, basically, and a sense of entitlement. And so, be really clear, you know, if you're going to, when I created the ranch, the first time I went out, I had a whole group of people that was with me, and I warned them about that big earthquake that hit San Francisco area. And I was in Santa Cruz at the time, and both malls came down in Santa Cruz. It was a mess. And I warned them ahead of time. I go, we need to get out of here and just create our own place. California's going down. You know, it's becoming, people are going to lose more and more of their freedoms. It's just going to get ugly. And so, you know, everybody started out well. You know, we started having meetings, and next thing you know, everybody had a different idea. And one guy wanted to have tanks at the front gate, you know, you know, another guy wanted no protection whatsoever, you know, just, and it was kind of the happy medium. Nobody could find it. And then some people talked a good story, but when it came down to acting, then they had to demonize me and everybody else involved because of their lack of, let's say their lack of moving forward with it. So when it came down to, hey, I have to quit my job, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to, you know, put some money into the pot to make this happen and everything else. All of a sudden, rather than do that, they had to demonize me, you know. And I went and I bought two pieces of property. The first piece of property had all these people involved. Nobody could get together. Nobody could agree. And it became a big storm. And finally, I just backed out of it. And luckily, the owners of the property reneged on the deal. And I went, thank you, God. And I got my deposit back. And so I bought that. And then when I bought the SETI Ranch, it was perfect because I was guided there. And that was really where I was supposed to be. It was even though I could have totally screwed up, the universe kind of made sure I got where I was supposed to be. I ended up with this beautiful 70-acre ranch right at the base of Mount Adams on a vortex with ley lines, and the energy was neat. We had to do some cleanup when we were there. Like the elemental kingdom was pissed off at the old owner and things like that. But overall, you know, doing years and years of ceremony and meditation, having the elders from every nation come and help build up that place, you know, that's why it is what it is today. And that's why masters are appearing there, like Mary and Kuan Yin and Babaji has appeared there. We have photographs of them, other masters. Some we don't even know of. Some are Arcturian, some are they look like a cross between Spock and Merlin, you know. And a lot of these beings are appearing there, you know, and everything from Bigfoot to the fairy and elven kingdom and everything is happening there. It's crazy. And then we're having the huge light ships come over and just the whole gamut. But it's because we rose to the occasion and we kept the energy clean there and we constantly cleared the land. And we did a lot of ceremony and a lot of forgiveness and a lot of asking for help and things like that, and kept it humble, you know, kept things humble. And so, you know, we asked the land what it wanted to do. We just didn't build wherever we wanted to. We said, is it okay to do this here? And sometimes they say, no, leave this place alone, you know, this part alone, don't do it. So we lived in harmony with the land and we did a lot of spiritual practices and anchored the energy in. And some people had a hard time with that because when you come on the land, everything comes up. And you know, the land itself and the people on the land, we become mirrors and we accelerate and amplify people's stuff that they didn't clear. And it comes up and it just gets old after a while. I mean, it's a beautiful service and it helps people clear and heal, but God, the projections and the knives and the daggers get so old after a while. And that's why, you know, and that's why Hawaii, I need to take a break from that. I just need to take a break and move out. It's so funny because everybody will jump on the bandwagon. As soon as somebody cries victim or makes it, you know, everybody jumps on the bandwagon, and especially if it's female, same thing. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And, you know, this thing with Amber Heard and this court case and all this other stuff just goes to show things aren't what you see, aren't what they seem. And not, I mean, Hollywood's a mess, and you know, I shouldn't even use that as an example. But victims, when they don't get what they want, they become persecutors. And so a victim usually is somebody that came, they didn't get what they wanted, they tried to gain emotional or financial support or something from others, and they didn't get what they wanted, so they end up becoming the persecutor. And then the saviors all jump in and become the persecutors, and then this big cycle. So you have the victim, savior, persecutor triangle I've talked about, and that's going on big time in the community. And I don't get involved. I don't start defending myself. I just walk away. I said, have fun with that, you know. And I think one thing that people need to really think about, we're running out of time here, but you really think about it. Why are ascended masters appearing at SETI? Why are the light ships appearing at SETI? You know, why are is the nature kingdom appearing at SETI? Why is there so much awesome stuff going on at SETI? And apparently we're doing something right and we must have risen to the occasion. And so, you know, it's just common sense. You know, masters don't hang out with people of no integrity or people that are screwed up. It just doesn't work that way. So anyway, but people that are, that do have impeccable integrity, that are walking the talk, that can produce the photos, the videos, the witnesses and everything else, they're the biggest threat right now to the UFO community, the spiritual community, everything. And so you're going to see a lot of arrows being thrown, a lot of daggers, and it's part of the course, you know, it's part of the process. So, you know, people ask me, what are you doing in Hawaii? I'm pulling the arrows and the daggers out and gardening and getting in the ocean and kind of recalibrating for the next wave, you know, the next step. So anyway, unfortunately, we're out of time. We're going to have to sign off. But again, go to the website, go to eseti.org and check it out. The Healing Unseen Negative Influences there. A lot of information, a lot more videos being posted, and eSETI TV is going up, and we're having the self-mastery classes there, as well as the ambassador training. Everything is coming together, and so just stay tuned, and we got a lot on the books, and so we're going to keep going forward, but we're going to be doing it kind of eSETI style, and I don't really, the other people can do what they're doing. Have fun with that. But anyway, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and have a great evening. Watch the skies. A lot of stuff going on up there. And just stay in the heart. Good night.